Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that 8-week strengthening programs that address posterior lateral hip muscles or quadriceps improve patellofemoral pain for up to 6 months. The outcomes were better for the posterior lateral hip strengthening group. Patellofemoral pain is often attributed to poor patellar tracking, potentially caused by a quadriceps strength imbalance. Conservative management often focuses on rehabilitation to strengthening the vastus medialis. However, poor patellar tracking may also be a result of weak hip strength. While several clinical trials support the use of quadriceps or hip strengthening, very few studies have evaluated if one strengthening program may be more effective for patients with patellofemoral pain. Therefore, the authors of this study directly compared the results of a quadriceps strengthening program to a posterior lateral hip muscle strengthening program among 36 physically inactive patients with chronic patellofemoral pain who were alternately assigned to the groups by gender. Each participant performed the 30-minute strengthening program 3 times per week for 8 weeks under the supervision of a physical therapist. Each program consisted of a warm-up, 2 strengthening exercises, and a cool-down. The authors assessed patient-reported outcomes with a visual analog scale for pain and a knee outcomes questionnaire for knee pain, stiffness, and function. The participants in both groups improved immediately following the programs, as well as at the 6-month follow-up. However, participants who performed the posterior lateral hip strengthening reported better outcomes than the participants who did the quadriceps strengthening program. Clinically, we see that simple strengthening programs may result in patellofemoral pain improvements. However, this study added merit to the notion that hip strengthening may be the better intervention for patellofemoral pain. However, it's unclear if we could apply these findings to a physically active population because the authors recruited physically inactive patients. Also, it may have been interesting to see a comparison between genders in patellofemoral pain improvements since there were 9 participants of each gender in each strengthening program. Finally, it would have been interesting to see if the findings from the initial evaluation were related to how a participant responded. A patient may present with weak hip musculature or a large Q angle and respond to one of the programs better than someone without this presentation. It would be interesting to compare individualized intervention programs based on patients' clinical presentations in comparison to standardized protocols that we see here. Regardless, this study provides continued support for the use of quadriceps and more specifically hip strengthening for patellofemoral pain. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. That post described a study that found that young female soccer players have a high rate of concussions, often continue to play with symptoms, and commonly fail to seek medical attention. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a clinical trial that reported that a specific dose of mobilization, in terms of applied force, appears necessary for reducing stiffness and potentially pain in participants with chronic neck pain. The changes were not observed immediately after immobilization, which may suggest that its effects are not directly mechanical. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.